Hi, good morning. We are in Tarfesh Samach Aleph and finishing the last stretch of Hilchos Luluf. Belel Yom Tov Sheni Omer Kiddush. Now we're up to Belel Yom Tov Sheni in Chutzar. It's a Kiddush Uzman and Shechianu Acharav Miyad. And you say Shechianu straight afterwards. Acharach Bechusukah. Because by Yom Tov Rishon we said that you start and you say Kiddush, Leishay Besukah, and then Shechianu. But on Yom Tov Sheni we flip it. We flip it because it could be that the leishev might be a hefsek. Zudas arosh chemer linhoik. The pshat. So what's pshat? There's machlekes. The Shabbat brings down from the Aviezri that the Avion says no. We always do leishev and then shechianu. The sort of the machlekes is that a hefsek between that and the zman, because suffik yom of Yom Tov Sheni, so in all Yom Tov Sheni we make Pesach and Sukkot, Shavuos, we make a shechianu, we make a shechianu for the second day because it's a suffik yom, so. So therefore, the Shechianu is attached to the Kiddush. You're making Shechianu on the Kiddush. So therefore, the question is, you make a Leishev, is that a Hesek? What's the Hesek of a Leishev? The Hesek of Leishev is that really your Yodse, your Shechianu on Sukkah yesterday. How can you be Yodse? If it's a Suffolk Yom, then and yesterday wasn't, well, it wasn't Sukkot, so how are you Yotze? So the answer is that since there's a shita which holds that you can make a shechianu on bnias sukkah, you can make a shechianu on building the sukkah. We lamaisa don't. The Rambam, I think Rambam says that we don't. But since that shechianu for when you build the sukkah when you wouldn't have to make a shechianu on sitting in the sukkah, that's your shechianu for mitzvah sukkah. So b'diavad you yotze with that. So therefore it's a hefsek. The other shitas hold that it's just like yachnehaz of the Shabbos that's not a hefsek. It's all one inyan, so you don't have to attach it. It's all one big thing. It's not called a hefsek, even though you do yachnehaz and then shechianu. So you do a leishev, and then let's just keep the same. Don't start confusing the issue. Keep the same starim same seder every time. People don't get confused. It seems the Shabura says, it guess depends on your minig. If you want to be, it depends on person. It depends on your minig. If you want to do like the Shulchan Aruch, you do like Shulchan Aruch. If you want to do it the other way, generally people just open the siddur and follow whatever Rabbi Art Scroll or whatever siddur you have says, just the thing is you shouldn't, if you have a bunch of people sitting together, they shouldn't switch the minhagim and have one doing because the losses go to do. Shabura brings Yisrael Shorosh Baravoda, that Chassidim Anshei Maisa during Chol Moed, Nurim B'Leil Chol Moed, to do Sechus Shoeva, to dance Mati Midrasho, Zecher for the Beis HaMikdash, and the yonim of beginning of Simcha v'chulei v'chulei, it's a chashuv inyan. And Ovel, like we said, Ovel by Akafos can also Ovel by Simcha v'shoeva. He's allowed to be there. He just shouldn't dance. This is just as opposed to Ovel generally. It's also to be in a machum Simcha, like even by Chuppah he's not allowed to be. But with Simcha v'shoeva, he is allowed to be there. He just can't dance. And you have someone who is here in Eretz Yisrael, Ben Chutzaretz, visiting. Can he go to a Simcha v'shoeva on first night Chol Moed here? And the answer is yes, as long as he doesn't start playing music, because it's That's okay. He's allowed to dance by the Sefer over here. Tafresh Tamech Beis. B'yom Sheni Mevarech Al Natil Asulav V'chein Mechol Shar Yomim. Right. So there's the din of lulav is we said that it's a gzeir midrabban to do it, to go ahead and do the mitzvah all 7 days. So therefore, you make it a tilas lulav all 7 days. Gezeicha lemikdash, is a mishnah that you know that we should know what to do when the base of mikdash comes back to Hashem. So therefore, you do make a bracha because of it's mitzivanu. Right, beis einu mevarach zvan b'yom sheni al lulav. You don't make a bracha shachianu on the lulav yom sheni. Elin kein chal yom rishon b'shabbes, unless yom rishon fell out on Shabbos. Now again, it's the same kasha as we had before by sukkah. Is okay? You know what we said before by sukkah. You don't make a shachianu on the sukkah because the day before it could be yotzei with building the sukkah. So what's by lulav? Why don't you say Shechianu on the second day? It's Safek Yom. Because that the Lamaisa, since there's also a Shita which holds that you make a Shechianu on the Igur, when you set up the Lulav on the Igur and you tie it to get put everything together, then you make a Shechianu, you can make a Shechianu when you do that. So therefore, you're Shechianu on the Tilas Lulav the day before, therefore you shouldn't say it again. And again, the Shechianu we do say on second day Yontov is on the Yom, it's not on the other, these other mitzvahs. Gimel, Motzin, Shnei Svarim, the Korim Ben Parsha, Shnikru, Esmol, on the second day Yontov in Chutzaritz, you read the same Parshas as you read the day before. Maftar Ben Malachim, Vikalu, but the Maftar is different. The Haftarah, Akoponim is different. Vikalu, Achotziu, also in Eretz Yisrael, it talks about the simcha of the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, which was on Sukkot, also, and the Stam, the Gra says that the building of the Mishkan was started on Tesvav Tishrei, which is Sukkot. There's a lot of binyanim about that. That's thinking Mishkan Beis Hamikdash, whatever it is. So therefore, it's also appropriate. Tafish Samach Gimel said it feels Chol Moed. B'Chol Moed, Motzin Sefer Torah B'Korim Bo Arba B'Korbanos Sachag Shev Parshas Pinchas. Okay, so now we're getting into Chol Moed. So we have in the Korbanos of Sukkot. So then it starts with 13, 12, 11, goes down to 7. And every day is a different thing. So we start reading. We need four aliyahs. So you say the al kabbalas chavish parshas pinchas. Yom arishon shachol moed kore kohen biyom hasheni. So this is in Chutzaritz. The kohen reads yom hasheni. V'levi ubayom hashlishi. Levi reads yom hashlishi. V'yisrael choizav kore yom hashlishi. He goes back and he says yom hashlishi. because he also says Yom Hashlishi, Varvi Kori Tzvika De Yoma V'Yom Hasheni V'Yom Hashlishi, Alderech Zekor Mishar Yomim. Right now the Maftir again. We're talking about the first day Chol Moed, which in Chutzaritz is the third day of Sukkot. So and this is so too every day of Chol Moed is you start with Yom Hasheni because maybe it's really Yom Hasheni. Yom Shlishi, and then the Yisrael, so I think the minhag is a little bit different. When you do Yom Shlishi again, the Revi, you read some. I think some do Yom Revi also. You read Sheni and Shlishi together. On Yom Tov Sheni, we don't do that because. It's a gnai to kilo say do sheni and shlishi because it's mashal. We don't know. Maybe it's chol today. So that you don't do is bevaz of the yom tov sheni. But al kapanim from third day and on, this is what we do. Hagav yesh oyim shishnayim are we shining korim b'tzvika de yoma. Some say that the first two read the Sfeika Diyoma, Shlishi Kor B'Yoma Machras, and then Shlishi, you start with Shlishi, you do, so you read Sheni Shlishi, and then the third Aliyah, the third Aliyah reads Ravi. Ravi Chayz V'Kor Kol Sfeika Diyoma, Hainu Masha Kor B'Shalayim V'Shainim, he reads both of them together. So you start. So the Ramah says you start with Yom Sheni. You do Yom Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, and then the first goes back and reads Sheni and Shlishi. That's what we do. According to the Mechaber, you do Sheni, Shlishi, Shlishi, and then go back and then do. And the Sheni, and then the last Aliyah, Sheni and Shlishi together. Right? I say Sheni and Shlishi, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. Not. No, you repeat Yom Shlishi. You read by Sfardi, by the Mechaber. No, Sheni, Shlishi, Shlishi, and then Sheni Shlishi. The Ashkenazim, the Ramaz of the Minig is Sheni, Shlishi, Revi. And then Sheni Shlishi, and Chutzar. It's all Chutzarets. Uveyom Hashvi Hakohen Kore Biyom Chamishi on Hoshana Rabba. Hakohen Bid Yom Chamishi Levi Yom Shishi Yisrael Biyom Hashvi Arvi Kore Biyom Hashishi Biyom Hashvi V'chein Anogim. And that's what we do in Hoshana Rabba and Chutzarets. So Eretz Yisrael. She'ain Sham Sfeika Deyom and Eretz Yisrael. There's no Sfeik. Ain Korin B'chol Yom El Korin Hayoyim. Bilvad, you only read on that korban of the day, whether it's Sheni, and you read Sheni four times, Shlishi, Shlishi four times. Ki b'yom Sheni, who should reach and shut l'chol shavoy. Yom Sheni is first day chol moed. Kori koin of Yom Sheni. V'ashlisha olim achav choyz v'korim yosav parsha as. When you read the same parsha, because you can't read the next day, and you shouldn't read the day, obviously you shouldn't go out the day before, so therefore you just do the same thing, you know, again, again and again. Beis Shabbos Shechol Shemoid. Right, why do you do Yom Achras? I don't know. Once you have a suffix in the Yom, it could be it's Minyano already, read what's for tomorrow, and then, I don't know, I'm not sure, Mishra doesn't explain, I didn't see anything clear about it on the Pshat and the Minig. Yeah, maybe, I don't know, I'm not sure. Beis Shabbos Shechol Shemoed, Arvitz V'Shachris V'Bintu Mitzpah Shav Shabbos, V'Yomer Yale V'Yavu Ba'Avoida. Shabbos Shechol Shemoed, you read, you daven regular Shabbos, V'Yomer Yale V'Yavu Ba'Avoida, V'Yomer Yale V'Yavu. When Musaf Omer Ata Bechartanu, when Musaf, you read Ata Bechartanu, say Ata Bechartanu, by regular Musaf of Chamoid, of Nechatainu, Zem Hamanoa Chazev, Yasim Sachaka Sukhli says that. You mask here the Kaban of Shabbos and Sukhis, Chasin Mechanish Shabbos Yisrael Azmanim. Again, and then you finish Shabbos Yisrael Azmanim, because the Musaf is a Kuban Musaf of Chomoid as well. Hagah. V'noagin loimar koheles b'shabes shecholomoid or b'shmini atzeres imiklo b'shabes. And chutzaretz, we read korels on Shabbos cholomoid. Chutzaretz, if the first day of Yontov is Shabbos, then we read koheles on shmini atzeres. And Eretz Yisrael, we read on Yom Tov Rishon, then we read koheles on Yom Tov Rishon. The reason for the minig, a couple different reasons. Some say because of the fact that Shlomo Melech he read it by Hakel. Some say he read it when they were on Sukkot. Some say that it's in Yoni or Sukkot because it says Sof Davar Kol Nishma that only Yiras Hashem is what's gonna be Mekayim, that's one of the Yisodos of Sukkos, is that you go out of our house, out of the Gashmias, and really the only thing you have to be Samechon is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything else is Hevel Avolim. And so there's a couple, there's different inyanim, probably more, but akupanim, you know, it says that, you know, it says that that Shlomo Melech wrote Kehelos b'sof yamav. So after he had the whole ma'aseh with Ashmedai and he lost all the malchus, and it's sort of a bit of a tshuva. He realized his mistake. Whatever his mistake was, the Tzukim say he did a chait. Okay, he didn't do whatever kind of chait he did. He did something incorrect. It was v'amash chait. He didn't worship Avodah Zarah, but whatever it was. And so when he finally got back to the Malchus, he wrote Koheles as a sort of a tshuva that he looked too deeply into all the chachmas, and he realized that so it's just, you have to just keep everything the way it is. And that's why he wrote Koheles. Gimel Motzin Shnei Svarim Be'echad Korim Re'ei Ata Omer Eli, and you read the parsha in Shmoyis. U'mafter Korim Be'korbanos Shal Sveika D'Yoma, and they read Korbanos of Sveika D'Yoma. Like whatever Mafter Be'Yecheskel V'Haya Be'Yom Gog again. Gog Magog was supposed to be on Sukkot, so you read, you know, Bo Gog, and every time there's a, seems to be recently, in the past, I don't know, 20 years or something, I don't know, whatever, or maybe, I don't know, before that, every time a new president of the United States pops up, they always have they always have gematrias and especially tevas pointing to the, you know, Nasi and whatever, if they're Gog, I don't know, who knows, that's a sham, you know, should be nitzal from it. Say the Yom HaShana Rabba, Tafish HaMachdal, we'll start in Yom HaShana Rabba. B'yom ha-shvi, shehu Hoshana Rabba, no yin laharbos b'nizmorim k'ma b'yom tiv. On Hoshana Rabba, the choshev day, and the minig is to do a lot more, to do tzukri d'zimra, to say all the mizmorim like on yom tiv. It's a shayla whether you should say mizmor shel yom ha-shabbos, it's different minhagim, because there's no nisim melacha. But we'd also say that the Hagava ain't Oyem Nishmas, Oyem Mizmor L'Soida. We don't say Nishmas, we do say Mizmor L'Soida. We don't say Nishmas is because it's only it's not Yom Tov, it's only Shami Yisera. There's no extra Nishama. Well, Yom Tov is not Shami Yisera right now, this is a discussion, but Al-Kopanim, it's a higher level of Kedusha. So we don't say Nishmas. We do. I mean, we just go straight into Yishtabach. Ve'onim ein kamaycha. But we do say we take the Torah out. We do say ein kamaycha. Shema Yisrael. Kuba biyamtiv. Ve'onim kaddish. Shila achar tefilas musaf v'nigun yamtiv. After kaddish, we do say nigun yamtiv. And they say Hoshana Rabba is Yom Chosem Agadol. It's basically the last day, last Yom Adin Agadol. It's the last day you have to go ahead and to change your din. So it's a Chayyur Choshev day. It's if people stay up all night saying either Tikkun Hoshana Rabba or learning the whole night, like the Shavuos is an inyan to stay up the whole night, because it's van din and stay up the whole night in Davin. Davin in the morning by Nates. It's one of the days it's brought to get up early into Davin by Nates. And the person shouldn't go ahead and do any sort of malacha. I don't know if it means he shouldn't drive, but it could be. I've heard of people someone told me that he had a rabbi who didn't even turn lights on before Shacharis. But Al Chupani, I don't know how far it goes, but he shouldn't do any malacha kavua. Malacha of chol, meaning like you shouldn't, like, you know, if he has to do some business or check the stocks, you shouldn't do that until after leave shul. Yesh loyimar pizmon zechor bris kishesh mila b'shana rabba. You do say it's in pizmon. But omir yisal kodem ana ezon chin. Whatever you say it, depends on the yitzis na'al, whatever. Kosar v'shonim zal sheyesh simin b'tzeh halavana b'shana rabba mashi yikrelo. The Krava Bel Sashana, the Rishani is the Rok Imran and the Rokeach, that there's a simin in the tail of the Levana. This is very interesting stuff. What is the tail of the Levana? It means your moon shadow. Right? It's middle of the month, and then you're standing outside and you have a shadow from the moon, and you can look at that shadow and figure out what's gonna happen to your craving or not in that year. Yeshua Shakas of Sha'in the Dakak Bazah, don't pay attention, Kadeshal Yitzra Mazle, don't ruin your mazel. You don't really understand the chalal what you're talking about. It's better not to be the tamim and not to start trying to figure things out. Now, what's going on over here? So the truth is, this is based on the Gemara says. This thing is based on the Gemara and Hurius. Gemara and Hurius says that that a person before he goes on a trip, then he should look. That he should go into a dark room and see if he has a double shadow, a babua de babua. What does that mean? Babua de babua. I mean, okay, it's just some science, but whatever, is that what's called in scientific terms is an umbra and a penumbra. It says it by eclipses, but every person has, you stand outside in the sun, you'll see you have a dark shadow and you have light shadow, like a little bit of a light shadow around it. So that's bavur, the light shadow around it. Now the Gemara and the other place says, more in Yavama says, that a shade doesn't have a bavur, the bavur. You can tell a person if someone's a shade if they don't have the extra shadow or lighter shadow around. So what's going on over here? So the I saw v'shem d'arizal, hezver v'shem d'arizal, just on a more superficial level. Get into whatever, but the very superficial thing, he said, if I'm understanding it superficially of what was brought down, is that we have this week's parsha, Tzart Tzila Me'aleihem, that there's a certain shmira, I don't know, whatever, that a person generally has. So this is by the Meraglim, Tzart Tzila, took away the tzail, the protection from Hashem. And then once the protection is away, then the koichos atuma or koichos malach chobal, whatever it is, can attach themselves, and then the person can be nifter. It says also that 30 days before person's nifter, this shmir or whatever it is also gets taken away. So he says on Hoshana Rabbah around Chatzos that if a person is going to be nifter during the year. So a person doesn't have the, so when that sale is gone, that extra sale from Shemayim is gone, it's a siman see, you don't have that extra sale. So you only get one sale. So therefore, on Leil Hoshana Rabbah Chatzos, a person looks at his shadow from the moon and he sees that he doesn't have the extra shadow, it's a siman that he's going to be nifter. Then the Arizal says that the shmir goes back on until he's nifter. Until that extra, the regular tzel goes back on until the mice of during the year he's going to be nifter. Now, what the Maral says is we don't really know. First of all, we don't really know what we're talking. We don't know. If a person starts looking at things like that, I don't have an eye, he gets all worried. And if a person gets all worried, the Gemara says you shouldn't do that because Shema Yisra Mazle. The Gemara says it straight out. That a person shouldn't do that because maybe he's going to misunderstand it and he's going to, and therefore he says, no, I am going to die, or whatever it is. And that's going to, tie him into his mazel, whatever the pshat is. It's going to make a self-fulfilling prophecy. So therefore, don't do it. Agav, I saw that same thing they brought down from the Arizal. They brought down that the Chaim Vital said that anyway, this only works on Hoshana Rabbah if a person has to be completely naked. So again, we're not dealing. No one knows how to do it correctly, so don't pay attention. And as the Rama says that. We don't know what Sidus, the best is just daven, tavim tia, don't try to look at the, try to figure out your future, and whatever, palm reading, all these things, just tavim tia, Hashem Elokecha. Marbim ksas v'neiris, we have Kippurim, going back, and we marbim ksas v'neiris, like Yom Kippur, Hagav medatukin oregin litbol atzvon kodem elos v'shachar erev yom kippur because it's yom din, so the nachtim they go to the mikvah v'yishnogin lubo shakitul kum yom kippur somewhere the kittul meaning nowadays is at least by Ashkenazim is at least only the chazan does v'shibachag nidonim alamayim not only also because the chag we know them alamayim on our parnasa everything v'nogin lahati bo yigudu shalulav the meaning is to take off the rings of the lulav. And to shkazen in anuim, which the sound is mazkir rain, so that's one of the things that you need on mind. So it makes a much stronger sound, so it sounds much more like rain. That's what it's brought down. And so you take the rings off the lulav, so it shakes harder. And I've seen like, you know, chashuv people, and they shake on Hashanah Rabbah, they really shake the lulav. Umakifin shere pa'amim, and you go around 7 times, and marbim tachumim alamayim, and you do a kafel 7 times. And we have the seder of a kafel on Hashanah Rabbah, and some people even cry, and this is a chashuv time. Of din for parnasa, for chaim, everything, and the person shouldn't realize the chashivas of the day. And I think we'll stop here and continue.